Something encouraging happened yesterday in China's sputtering economy. It was Singles Day, and Alibaba, the e-commerce giant, generated more than $14 billion in online sales.
Singles Day is China's version of America's Cyber Monday, except, of course, it is much bigger. Recently, NPR's Frank Langford spent a day with an e-commerce delivery man in southwest China to see how companies are trying to reach new customers and new markets.
It's a rainy morning in a small city in Sichuan province. I'm with Zhang Xiaobo, who delivers packages for JD.com, Alibaba's main rival. He's hunting for a customer in a warren of apartment blocks.
Mr. Zhang is yelling up to the balconies, trying to find the person who has purchased these diapers that he's delivering right now. So she's waving outside the window, and it looks like it's a good six-floor walk-up.
A 24-year-old nurse named Xiong Tao greets us. She's ordered the diapers for her 14-month-old son, Yang.
I used to like to buy a well-known Japanese brand of diapers. They cost about 30 bucks in the store. If I buy from JD, I can save 8 to 10 bucks. The products are the same. JD's price is cheaper. Why not use JD?
Hundreds of millions of Chinese consumers have flocked to e-commerce for the same reason. Low prices and a rapidly growing delivery network allow people like Xiong more choice and convenience, even in this city about 1,200 miles west of Shanghai.
I have my own apartment, and I'm about to decorate it. I plan to buy a lot of furniture online. I feel there isn't anything you cannot buy online.
Josh Gartner is in charge of international communications for JD. He's come along on today's delivery run. Gartner says customers like Xiong, who live in far-flung cities, are now helping to drive JD's growth.
Maybe 3 or 4 years ago, the overwhelming portion of our business would be coming from what we call first and second tier cities like Beijing and Shanghai. As of last quarter, more than 50% of our orders are coming from third tier and lower cities. So I think it's a major shift.
JD's revenue grew about 60% in the last quarter compared to the same time last year. Those are strong growth numbers, but they may not be easy to sustain. We meet another diehard JD customer, a new mom named Liao Qi. Her husband sells wallpaper. She says the slowdown in China's construction industry has hurt his salary.
Business this year isn't good. Generally, the problem is the real estate market. Now it's difficult to find jobs, and many people have returned from the cities. I'll probably buy less next year.
After chatting with Liao, we drive into the countryside to see a rural delivery. China's made huge investments in its road network, but getting goods to some customers can still be tough. Consider this flat-screen TV that JD is trying to deliver to a farmer. The problem? The road to the farmer's house is still under construction. Xia Lei, a JD employee, explains.
The customer buys the TV and stores it here first. When the road is finished, the TV will be driven to the customer on the back of a motorbike.
That delivery is about half a month away. China's leaders are trying to turn their country's economy into one that's more sustainable and consumer-driven. Zhong Wenqiang, who teaches marketing at China-Europe International Business School here in Shanghai, says consumer spending online is helping, but not enough to offset the decline in the country's old industrial economy.
I think it's still way too small because collected, put together all the e-commerce, they are no more than like 10 to 15% of the total retailing volume.
E-commerce is one of the bright spots in China's economy, just not yet bright enough to change the overall picture. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.